Just to reestablish a basic fact about the American West, horses run wild across the range in several states. Oregon and California are among the states where wild horses and burros roam. The Bureau of Land Management, BLM, is responsible for herd management, and BLM wants to try surgical birth control methods on female horses in a project to take place in Oregon with the help of veterinarians from Oregon State University. In late July, a group concerned for the horses filed suit in federal court. Let's get the specifics from the filing group. That is Front Range Equine Rescue, F-R-E-R. Bruce Wagman is an attorney for the group and our guest on The Exchange. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much, Jeff. Glad to be on.
Tell us about your group and its general range of work.
Sure. Front Range Equine Rescue is a Colorado nonprofit group centered in Colorado and Florida, and it works to end abuse and neglect of both wild and domestic horses through rescue of horses and education. It's been around since about 1997 and has been a front runner in the fight to both stop horse slaughter for human consumption in America and to protect America's wild horses.
So if you're involved in rescue, do you actually take on ownership of horses?
Take on ownership and then adopt out, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then about how many horses do you transfer through in a year?
It's under 100.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of our work is advocacy and education. We have camps for young children to learn equine education, and also a lot of advocacy to address the problems that horses are having in America.
Okay, one of the issues cited by people all around is wild horse overpopulation. Do you share the concern about that?
We share the concern that the BLM needs to manage horses on the range, and that there's definitely concern about how to manage those horses, for sure.
All right, so what approach would you like to see that the BLM is not doing, aside from the birth control part? I mean, there are a bunch of different avenues of this we discovered recently.
Yes, indeed. Well, we think that the way the BLM is removing horses from the range is often inappropriate and sometimes works against both their mandate to protect and preserve the horses and against the horses' health, and especially in the genetic diversity area. We also agree with and encourage the use of chemical sterilants, something called PZP, and that's something the BLM does use in some places, and we support that to keep the population down.
All right, so not against birth control in some form on the range.
Exactly. What we are opposing here with respect to what we're talking about today is surgical sterilization of wild horses in both untested experiments and in situations that aren't welfare oriented for the horses.
All right, so Front Range Equine Rescue describes the sterilization project as gruesome. Remembering that some of our listeners are still eating breakfast, what are some of the issues you see here?
Well, there's three types of sterilizations that they're planning, and without going into detail, they are surgeries done on awake but sedate horses in a situation that's neither sterile nor aseptic nor the kind of hospital situation you would want an animal or yourself to be in when you're having surgery. And again, they're also untested. So this is literally experimentation on live animals with something that nobody knows what the complications are going to be, something we as a country are pretty much opposed to.
Let me understand this. The procedures themselves are not generally used?
Correct. Well, of the three procedures, one of them has only been used on humans, never on horses, and there's a lot of differences, as you know, between us. And the other two are very, very rarely used and controversial, and none of them have ever been done on wild horses. So it's a big difference between bringing your horse or your dog to the veterinarian under controlled situations and a non-wild horse, so a domesticated horse who can be managed, as opposed to a wild horse.
Bruce Wagman's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, an attorney for Front Range Equine Rescue, which filed suit against the BLM to stop the proposal to surgically alter female horses on the range in Oregon with help of Oregon State University veterinarians. You can join us on The Exchange with your thoughts about handling of wild horses and specifically to this method for population control outlined by the BLM and opposed by FRER. 800-838-3760 to join us by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, Bruce, does the fact that we're talking about using trained veterinarians from Oregon State give you any comfort?
No, not at all. Again, they're trained veterinarians in the things they're trained to do, but they're not trained to do any of these things. And just one point of clarification, The current procedures we're challenging are going to be done on horses in what's called long-term holding. So horses, they're still wild, but they've been removed from the range, although BLM does, I guess, hope and intend to bring this out to the range if their experiments are successful. But there's nothing wrong with the veterinarians involved. It's just that the procedures involved have never been done before.
All right, so when we talk about long-term holding, this is one of the issues with wild horse and burro management in the country, is that if the horses are not adopted once rounded up, they end up going off to pens in Kansas, is one of the major states, isn't it?
There's several areas with long-term holding across the country, for sure. But the sterilization doesn't change whether or not they get adopted out, of course.
Mm-hmm. So what does the lawsuit seek?
To stop this process and this what they admit is just an experiment, just research, because we believe that the BLM, we know the BLM has a mandate to manage and protect wild horses, and we think this oversteps the bounds of their mandate and their authority.
Why filed in D.C. and not some circuit in the West?
Well, the only two options are Oregon or D.C., and D.C. is a much more common place to sue the Bureau of Land Management, which is, of course, centered in D.C.
Mm-hmm. So when you say you want to stop it, are you trying to get injunctive relief? You want this stop before it even starts?
Yeah, the lawsuit seeks what's called declaratory and injunctive relief, so both a declaration from the court that this is illegal and an injunction to stop it.
Does Front Range Equine Rescue offer an alternative here? I mean, are you talking about ways in your filing that that this could be done, should be done, rather than the three surgical techniques being proposed?
Absolutely. The PZP method that I mentioned earlier is something we promote and encourage. And again, BLM uses PZP in other areas. To be fair to BLM, I think what they would say is, well, we want to do more, we want to do it quicker and more efficiently, maybe, and so that's why we're taking this step. But again, we'd be fine with all those things if they didn't involve untested surgical experimentation. In other words, we'd be fine with a more efficient process, but only one that involved something that wasn't so invasive that it could potentially kill the animals and cause complications that we just don't know about.
PZP is a hormonal type birth. It's really like a birth control pill almost for horses, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a dart instead of a pill, of course. It's porcine zona pellucida is the full name. I won't bother to spell it for you, but PZP is the term used, and it's been used across the West, and again, BLM's used it successfully.
But when we talked to BLM a few weeks ago, they were talking about some issues with it, like it wearing off and hard to tell when a horse has actually been treated with it, and so you don't overdose, that sort of thing. I mean, do any of those concerns give you any pause here?
Well, those are definitely fair concerns, and it does wear off. There is a way to identify the horses on the range, of course. Anybody who spends a lot of time with them, and that's not me, but can identify them. So those are concerns, but we're in a situation where we've got animals who are protected by Congress. Let's be clear, wild horses are protected by Congress, by federal law, since 1971, and the BLM's job is to do that in the right way. So those are issues, just like with any wildlife issue, that you've got to deal with and manage as you take care of the problem.
So I mean, PZP is certainly on the top of your list. Let's think even a little more broadly about ways in which the management should change of horses in the West. I mean, we talked to some other groups that were interested in making sure that more rangeland is available for the horses, that the population doesn't need to necessarily be held at the numbers that BLM is searching for. So there does seem to be some division, I guess, is what I'm saying, among the groups that are interested in wild horse management in the West. And where do you come down on the general level of population?
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. We think that the BLM is removing too many horses and restricting too much range, and that there should be more range allocated to the horses. That's an ongoing debate / fight we've been having with BLM for over a decade. That's a separate issue from sterilization and contraception. So I was answering your question about sterilization in particular, but and population control. Certainly, we agree and believe that the BLM has been taking away too much range, and some of the prior lawsuits we've been involved in have focused specifically on that issue. There's a competition on the range, a competition that we think is unfairly put against the horses and in favor of commercial interests. And so that's another question, and certainly another area of debate.
When you say commercial interests, you mean livestock?
Livestock and oil and gas leases are the two main issues that are competing with wild horse use of the lands.
Bruce Wagman, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, an attorney for Front Range Equine Rescue, which has filed suit against the BLM for the plan to use surgical sterilization methods on mares in the wild horse population in the West. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. So are other groups joining you in the suit, Bruce?
No, Front Range has filed this by itself.
Okay, so where do things go from here? I mean, I'd imagine D.C. Circuit Court, it takes a while to get things moving through, District Court.
Well, it doesn't take any longer than any other federal court, but it does take a while, yes. So when you file suit against the federal government, the federal government or any agency of the federal government has an automatic 60 days to respond. So basically it'll be 2 months from the time we file before anything will happen in court. We are, of course, always open to discussing things with the BLM informally in order to hopefully resolve these things without a lawsuit. I mean, this all started with informal or formal contact through comments, public comments, but not a lawsuit, in an effort to get the BLM to see our way. So that would be a great way to resolve this, as opposed to going through litigation. But if it's the litigation, it'll start up in about 2 months.
The administrative status had already closed, hadn't it? They'd reached the record of decision and published that?
Correct. You file your lawsuit after that final declaration and decision is issued.
Was anything in the BLM's plan changed by the comments that were issued leading up to the final decision?
I think the answer is no. As a general matter, in the big picture, the answer is definitely no. You know, I've reviewed both the preliminary environmental assessment and the final one, and I can't tell you if there wasn't some change in language. But in general, the three procedures that were proposed in the preliminary environmental assessment are the identical ones in the decision record and the final environmental assessment.
Okay, a couple of calls here. We start with John and Vanita. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking wild horses with Bruce Wagman.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Sunday, I just got back from North Staines and Stinking Water Country, and it's just phenomenal. It really is. And my concern and my question is, are they going to try to insulate the genetics of the Kigers? Are they just going to go out there and wholesale grab horses? I really worry about that because of the fact that they were locked off for several hundred years, as I understand it, and they are definitely distinct. When you see them, you don't have any doubt. My partner, my buddy that was with me, he's seen a stallion with the long mane, like Mistinu, if you remember the famous stallion. And I fear for those horses just kind of being degraded. It's bad enough the way it is if people turn horses loose because they can't afford to feed them or whatever, and they go out there and you have recently feral animals. But anyway, that's my question. Are they going to try to take care of them, you know, and insulate them off?
Okay, so it's a different genetic strains. Okay, that's the question we're dealing with. Thanks for that, John. Bruce, what do you say?
I think the question is whether they're going to keep the Kiger breed intact, as they are trying to do. The BLM is involved in selective breeding in the Kiger range, and in fact that's the subject of a separate lawsuit by Front Range Equine Rescue, because the BLM has been involved in selective breeding and therefore minimizing and limiting the genetic diversity of those horses, which is directly contrary to their mandate under the Wild Horse Act. So it's a separate issue from this, and it doesn't relate to the sterilization issue, but the question is whether the BLM can engage in active breeding management, which is what they've been doing with the Kigers. It's the only reason those Kiger horses there look so distinct, is because BLM has actively managed that.
So they do want to keep the Kiger traits intact?
They are attempting to do that. We have sued them to stop it, actually, because we believe that that's limiting genetic diversity and therefore potentially harming the horses and taking away the wildness, if you will, and turning them into a breed when it's not supposed to be a breeding situation.
Did the Kiger Mustangs come about from a different genetic line? I mean, where do they come from versus some of the other horses?
Yeah, they're a separate separate breed within the genetic line of other horses, and if you select for their particular traits, you get horses that look just like Kiger horses.
Okay, let's take another call here. Jamie in Medford, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Bruce Wagman from Front Range Equine Rescue.
Is that me, Jeannie?
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to ask, why not just geld the males? It's a less invasive procedure, et cetera, and maybe, anyway, that's my question.
Okay.
Why not just geld the males?
Okay, excellent question there. Thanks for that, Jeannie. Appreciate it.
Well, we feel like that's just as offensive because it is so invasive. The result to the horses, not just the individuals, but the family community, is unknown there. And, in fact, it's a great question because twice BLM has proposed that, and twice lawsuits have been filed to stop them, and twice before the lawsuits proceeded, they withdrew their proposal to geld. So, to me, that's a sign that BLM understands that that's just outside their mandate. I think what's important to understand is some of the ideas, like this idea that Jeannie had, is something that you might do with your own horse or a domestic horse you have or some kind of herd. But the wild horses in America, as I mentioned earlier, are protected by federal law, and you can't just do anything you might do with private horses. And so any kind of surgical invasion on wild horses is contrary to the Wild Horse Act. And again, BLM has twice proposed and surrendered on that.
We have a final question here from Drew, no town given. Presumably PZP was untested at one point just as much as the newly proposed methods. If the new surgical efforts can be shown to be an improvement through such a limited effort, why would this be so abhorrent? So a quick answer there, Bruce.
Sure. Research on live animals with unknown surgery is abhorrent, period. PZP was tested on for years in the laboratory, not on wild animals.
All right. So it's a surgical stuff that you object to across the board.
Correct.
All right. Bruce Wagman is an attorney for Front Range Equine Rescue, which filed suit against the BLM to stop the proposal to use surgical techniques to sterilize mares and the Mustangs across the West. And you'll certainly hear more of this story down the road. Bruce Wagman, thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thanks.
All right. Take care.